This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, guys. Happy Monday.
What did you do to Bryn?
I don't know. I don't know what I did to him. I feel like no human, no bridge, just the three of us, just like the old days.
It is like the old days.
Yeah. Back in the olden days, it was just Sarah, Vinny, and Yuzi.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Once in a while, we had an intern in. Yeah. Or that one intern. Whew.
Which, the big one?
Oh. Which one?
You know the one.
Vinny really didn't have much dealings with that guy.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
Big, tall guy, like 6'5".
Yeah.
400 pounds.
I just, like, remember.
Is it this one?
Yeah. That's the one.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I know that guy.
You remember that one?
It was just funny.
I don't want to say his name. I still remember his name
because
of that.
Oh,
yes.
That's so funny. You know, he's one of, you know, interns come and go. Some of them make a good impression.
Yeah.
Brandon, Nicole, you guys are pretty good.
Yeah.
You know. But man, there's some from, you know, that was 20 years ago. And I still, whatever I think of just the three of us, I think of that dude.
I feel so bad for him, though.
No, I'm sure he grew up and was fine.
Are you?
Yep. I'm sure. I like to think that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Absolutely. Well, and, you know, Vaughn is helping us out a great deal as well. So thank you.
Oh, my.
You,
well, Vaughn's not an intern. He's just.
He's an employee. Well, not that interns aren't employees, but. You know,
he's a permanent employee.
Yeah.
Anyway, how about that weather?
Ooh.
You know, it rained at my house most of the weekend. Yesterday. Yeah.
What? It was 70 and sunny.
Yesterday was
at
okay.
My house.
Yesterday was an okay day, but I woke up and it had poured overnight.
Oh,
it was I know. I was really expecting like this killer weekend. We were having a fire on Saturday night and it started raining on us. I was like, did I just feel a raindrop?
What do you guys have to do? Close up and go inside?
Yeah, we just went. We're like, I guess we're going in, sitting outside.
So much for the marshmallows.
Well. You know, you can still eat those inside. They're just not all toasty.
So that was one of, so you were out, what, with your brother?
Yeah, my brother and sister-in-law came over, and we weren't
roasting. What day was this on Saturday
night? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Cocktails, a fire.
Yes, to all of that.
Mm-hmm. And then it starts raining.
Yeah. Well, we went into, on Saturday in the afternoon, we were hanging out with my son, my younger son, the one who still lives with
right.
us. Yeah, right. And he, you know, we were like, oh, what are we going to do for dinner and stuff? And I'm like, oh, I could go for a bowl of ramen. And they both said at the same time, let's go to Japantown.
So
we drank as we go every few weeks. I just got to have a bowl of ramen. Mm-hmm. So we went in and did that. And that was super. And then my kid, of course, I think he wants to go to Japantown because he knows like sort of on the way home is Amoeba Records. So John and I circled the block for a while looking for parking while he goes in.
Which Amoeba do you go to? The one on
the Haight, yeah.
Oh.
Right there by the park.
They still doing a lot of construction over there, or is that all done?
I didn't notice any.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't.
Well, it was the weekend.
Yeah. Nope. So maybe
you
not.
Mean road construction?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I didn't notice
over
any,
there
like,
forever. And I just haven't gone over there because, why?
But then we drove back to the park, and I have to say, you know, it was right there at the right where the panhandle joins the park is Sharon Meadow, where for years we did Now and Zen. And I was like, look at everything so green and beautiful. I'm like, Now and Zen. We driving down the road. I'm like, that's where we did Summer Thing.
And now it's the homeless encampment. Oh.
Right. No, you are
kidding,
not kidding.
Not
no,
funny.
You're not.
Use that. Stop it.
You're not kidding, and it's not funny.
No.
And so then we got back, and it was the funniest part was that we called them like, hey, we're thinking about having a fire.
And they're all, we're already out here.
Yeah, we're already out here waiting for you. We're just, you know, hoping you'd come up.
We're sitting out your fire now.
Well, they were lit when they came over, so it was pretty funny. You know, by the time we got home and got settled and thought, no, let's have a fire, it was 8 p.m.
And they were ripped already?
They were just...
Where had they been?
Just at their house.
Oh, just well, husband and wife having drinks.
All that alcohol, right?
Yeah, he needs to get through. And boy, does he make some awful drinks.
Oh, I thought you were going to say delicious.
No. When he wants to make it delicious, like he can make a mean margarita and whatever. But he's always like, oh, I made this concoction. I go, John, you know what I want? I want a vodka and soda. That's what I want. I don't want any... He's always got some like infused thing and something that tastes like triple sec. Or I'm just like, oh.
Give you a headache.
Just don't. I think he just feels because he purchased these bottles of liquor that he's got to somehow drink. I'm like, you don't have to at all. You could just be like, nope, that was yucky. I'm getting rid of that.
I know that feeling. You gotta. Absolutely.
You can just let it go.
You know what's weird is as I'm listening to you say that, I have never had, because I'm such a puke, I've never had a partnership where I could really just sit with my wife or girlfriend and drink and not have it be weird. You know what I mean?
Oh, because you were like focused on the goal.
Because I'm slamming drinks or I'm pacing my or sneaking them because I'm like, Jesus,
I can't. She just does not drink fast enough, right?
I go slam the bottle in the other room and then come back with my full glass like, what? Look at me pacing myself.
Was your drinking, did you drink to get drunk to pass out?
At the end, absolutely. But even, you know what?
You just more.
Always. And even in high school, me and my friend Billy would be the two guys. The party'd be over. Everyone would be gone. We'd be in the weeds. And we'd be still just drinking and staring at a wall with like one eye open.
Like Billy's sober, right?
Billy's sober.
Yeah.
Billy and I have both been sober for a long time.
Wow. Yeah. That's, you know, that whole group of friends seems like...
And is he?
Yeah, sober, we were all
some sober walkers among you.
We were all bad off enough that there wasn't going to be another way.
No choice. Was he? Or is he married and kids and stuff like that?
He's divorced, but had been and has two kids.
Oh,
But that's weird. So they're just sitting there at home on a Saturday night, getting ripped, and then you guys call and they're like, "Yeah, let's go."
But it was just funny. They just came in hot. It was just that where you're like, wow, we hadn't even started yet. Oh, actually, that's not true. I did order hot sake at the ramen place.
But aren't you like, all right, you guys go back home.
No, it was fun. We're talking.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that part makes the most sense that they're now with you guys. It's sort of a party. It's the part that caught me weird is the two of them at home.
Well, they made it sounded like they had made kind of an elaborate dinner and, you know, we're
a little date
drinking
night for them.
During that. Yeah. So when we called, they were just like, yeah, we'll come sit by the fire. And we just had no idea. They come storming across the back. They're like, hey! I'm like, oh, my God, what's coming out? I'm sitting there with my, you know, sort of first drink of the night. Like, well, we have some catching up to do. And then we watched it's something called like Our Planet or something on Netflix.
Because
I think it was all any of us could, because it started raining outside. So we're like, all right, well, let's go inside.
Our Planet, though. I haven't heard of
like
that.
Like a documentary?
Well, it's just like a, you know, one of those nature shows and with a serious like underpinning of we're ruining this place. You know, so that's uplifting.
Well, it says, let's see. Our Planet is a 2019 nature documentary series made for Netflix. The series is narrated by David Attenborough. All episodes were released April 5th.
So yeah.
Yeah, it just came up.
Yeah, it popped up just when we put, and, you know, to avoid the 25-minute to an hour of trying to figure out what in the F we're going to watch, I was like, I'd watch that. And Debbie said the same thing. And those guys were so lit. They were like, yeah, let's just watch it. I'm like, oh, my God, awesome. So we sat there, and about 5 minutes in, my eyes were hanging low.
I was going to suggest that she passed out first.
You know what? She did. We had to wake her up to get her out of the house, too. But it was, you know, it was just fun.
It looks like there's eight different episodes for this.
Yeah. No, it seemed good the 5 minutes I actually was awake for it.
Well, family partying.
Sure.
Sounds great.
Yeah. Just delightful.
Good.
And then yesterday, Hooman is doing better, it seems like. he's, you know, he came last night because he always comes when we're trying to finish up, you know, Star Trek Discovery before Game of Thrones this weekend.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
God, I'm so excited. I can't believe it's finally here.
I got nervous last night because I thought, oh my God, Game of Thrones. And I went, oh no. Okay, that's
next week. We have a whole nother
week.
A lot of people are binging all 7 seasons.
Oh, that seems
leading up to it.
I needed to have started that like middle of last year.
Yes.
There's no way.
Well, there's, you know, 70 or like just under that, right? What do they do? 7 episodes in the 7th season. But there, it's a lot of people.
I wish I would have done that. Because I certainly don't watch.
At some point, you can start it over. There is a lot to be seen. Yeah, you need to watch with both eyes, no laptop on your lap. I mean, you missed the whole, you know, Tommen scene where the third child of Jamie and Cersei, who was the king, you know.
I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to watch. I'll watch the last season. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's fine. Winter's going to win anyway.
No, stop it. Winter is not going to win. It better not. Oh, my God.
I mean, I guess you're talking about it right now. 916 has a question.
Okay.
Of Game of Thrones. Good morning and happy Monday. Just one more week until Game of Thrones. Sarah, I have a question. I'm watching the last season and just saw that Cersei is pregnant.
Yeah.
Knowing that, do you still think Jaime, the father, will have to end up killing her?
Why is that going to stop him?
There's a part of me that thinks that she is saying that because she knows that that will change the way that he and the way that Tyrion feel about her.
Mm-hmm. No, they hate her.
That's what I'm saying. But if she's pregnant,
and he bones his sister.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have lines. There's no lines for that guy. Why is he going to be like, oh, that might be my kid? He doesn't care. He pushed that dude out the window for no reason.
And if it's from
he's
her,
had a character
she's evil.
Arc. I know. So, but I have actually, I've thought a lot about what, you know, the whole pregnancy thing and what that could mean, because I do spend really a lot of my time thinking about Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be so sad when it's over. I like can't wait for it to start, and I'm so bummed because it's going to be over. Just in my head, I think that maybe that's not true. So, you know, I mean, it'll be borne out, you know, in the 6 episodes that we have left. But that's sort of my base feeling on it. I haven't really thought through like what it would mean if she actually is, and what, and whether or not that might save her.
I hope not.
I don't know.
510 says, yes, this teacher is headed back to reality after a week of spring break. Thanks for helping it hurt a little bit less by opening the show with Basket Case. Love you guys.
Oh, is that what we opened with?
Yeah, yep. I believe so.
Oh, there it is. Mm-hmm. There it is.
What'd you do, Vinny, this weekend?
Well, I got to go surfing.
Uh-huh.
And?
Nice. And it was fun. On Saturday, I took my kid to her gym. For 2 hours, I sat in that van just waiting.
Van.
Just on your phone or what?
Just sitting there, reading different stuff.
Sure.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. I'm just...
And she just goes in.
She goes in. I keep walking in and out of there, checking on her. I look. She's good. All right. I'm go back to my van.
And when she's done, she just knocks at the window in the front?
No, I let her know, like, today you got 2 hours. I keep checking in every 15 minutes or so, and then we split.
She just goes in there and goes crazy.
Hover over their kids. I don't want to tell people how they should... Everyone should do what they want to do, but they stand, they literally stand over their kid. Like the kid's trying to play and has to move in between mom and dad's legs.
Wow.
I just feel like nobody gets to judge. I get it.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here going, you know, what's so great about what I've decided to do? But the kids aren't playing with each other. Their mom and dad are in there like, it's weird. It's so weird to see. It's just weird.
Well,
so,
are the kids enjoying playing with the parents? Maybe the parents think, A, that's a responsible thing to do. They feel.
Maybe
and
their
number
kid's
two,
a terror.
Maybe.
Keeping their kid off somebody
Look,
else.
Yeah, I don't know. Right. I just know that I feel weird standing there and hovering over her. I don't want to do that. I want her to just play.
Yeah. And figure out a way to do it on her own.
And make her own little
friends.
So
that's me.
Or maybe it's just their time. They're so busy with work all week long. Maybe it's their time to you know, be bond.
Well, and kids are the best show on TV. Like your own kids, everyone else's kids, no
you
thanks.
Enjoy it.
But your own kids, they're interesting to you. Mm-hmm. And they're like the best show on TV. So, you know, maybe they don't have good eyesight and they need to be really close.
Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
You'd think that the at least the seating on the outside of the little play area would be enough, but whatever. It doesn't matter. I just,
they're right in there with them, huh?
In their physical space.
And this is just a place where you can take your kid off the leash, throw them in there, and they just, and they go.
And there's,
is there like a window that and benches where you can just
benches.
Sit out front?
It's not even, well, you could sit outside, but you can sit inside and be on a bench and not in the play area. Mm-hmm. It's whatever.
Seems like there should be like no adults here.
It does seem like that. Exactly. It seems
you're taller than this. No.
Right.
Too tall to ride this ride.
At the ballet class, they have an actual wall that's set, and they say no parents beyond. And you totally get it.
Yeah.
When you see a parent hanging over the wall, like trying to look in, you go, oh my God.
I can't let the child out of my sight.
That's so weird.
There's this one show I used to watch called Dance Moms, and it was, the show was the moms, frankly, because the moms, there was a glass wall and benches, and the moms would have to sit over there, but yeah.
Were they there doing all the moves, standing
no,
in the stands?
No, they're there making fun of someone else's kid and just being really nasty. But I guess that's the reality show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we did the kid gym, and then the missus had our friend, Leslie. Happy birthday, Les.
Leslie.
Turned 40. And so the missus came into the city with her friends and raged with Leslie.
Oh,
like
nice.
Like her first night out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or something.
Mm-hmm. In her back, she's totally fine.
She's okay.
Great. Good.
She is
Thank goodness.
Okay.
Jesus.
I mean, you know, okay.
The speculation as to what that could mean to your life was...
Well, a damn ambulance? Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, I said this to one of my buddies. I'm like, I've never seen an ambulance in real life until I was with this girl.
She takes her health very seriously.
He's like, me too, dude. You'd really have to... And I was like, I don't know. I don't know. And thankfully, we have insurance and whatever, and it's fine. But
yeah.
Anyway, she went into the city in rage, and I handled the kids by myself.
Oh, right.
How'd it go,
Dad.
Mister?
Pretty
this
good.
This was Friday or Saturday?
This was Saturday night. Mm. So it was good. It's hard to put the baby down, but I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, check this out. I'm like, all right, now you listen. I'm talking to the older one. I'm not your mom. This is hard for me. I got your sister down. I need you to be quiet. I need you to be quiet, and I need you to help me, and I need you to be good. She's like, okay, I got it. And I'm like, all right, we're going to go upstairs and shout. I need you to be quiet. Do not wake that baby. Okay. As we get upstairs, she's got these two dolls. I'm going to go put these in my room, and then I'll meet you in the bathroom.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm like, okay.
Oh, no.
And I go into the bathroom, and I'm getting the little shower. And I hear this door slam. And then I hear bawling start, like absolute crying, like dramatic. And she comes, and I'm just standing in the bathroom like,
you kidding me, Ryan?
And she comes in rubbing her shoulder. I'm like, what did I just tell you? And I'm trying to, like, I know I'm supposed to really be worried about her shoulder, but I'm like, what did I just say to you? I know, but
oh, that's why she's rubbing. She hurt herself somehow?
She bumped the open door, and it slammed shut.
Oh.
So that was the slamming of the door, and the shoulder was what bumped it. And I picked her up, and I took her into a closet and shut the door so the baby wouldn't hear the crying.
Closet.
Did the baby stop crying?
The baby
had to go in there and
no, the baby didn't wake. Thankfully,
the crying was Isla. I was thinking it was the baby.
It was Isla's bawling because she's. I'm like, what did I just tell you, dude?
Shut up!
I know, but I was trying to be quiet, but the door. And then I'm just like, you suck.
I got you around.
You are terrible at being quiet.
You only had to walk 20 feet.
Oh my God.
Anyway, we pulled it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got her to bed. She goes, this is, I read her a book. And then she goes, all right, you're going to lay with me? And I go, absolutely not. You go to bed. I'm going downstairs.
I am
I'm
not, just like I said before, I'm not your mother.
I'm not doing that.
I'm done with you.
5 minutes later, she was asleep. Dad was off the hook, and I got to enjoy.
What time was it?
It was like 9 o'clock by then.
So you were asleep by like 9:30.
10. Yeah, 10 o'clock.
Hot
But day. I had a full hour of just me.
Yeah.
Me time. Fantastic. Absolutely.
Nice. And your wife-to-be had the night to herself. And
how do you like that?
Wife-to-be?
Wife-to-be.
I love it.
Your bride-to-be.
Uh-huh.
Your betrothed. I picked my ring out, and I'm
oh,
like...
Oh, you did? Yeah. Which one did you go
I'm
with?
Not telling you. Okay, you'll see right, it when right, you right, see right, it. Right. I'm like trying to get used to ring me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I like ring me.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Look at my hand now.
Oh.
How it's always been.
What about the guitar thing?
The guitar's right here.
No, but as far
yes,
as...
Yes, I went to the ring store and sat in there and played guitar with the ring, and they just... laughed and smiled.
And what
they were
they...
very polite, and they were they, but they
and
were.
And how did you do with it?
Good. It was fine. It's gonna be. I mean, I will see.
Yeah, you'll get used to it really fast.
I hope so.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be like it's not even there anymore.
I hope you're right.
I don't even notice my rings.
I
anymore.
Haven't had good luck with rings, yeah. As both of you well know.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, that's you.
That was when you were a kid, Vin.
Yeah, it was 22 years ago,
man.
For God's sake.
Jeez.
Comes in with his finger all swollen and purple, like, there might be a problem.
We're you
like,
think?
You think? I had to buy this ring because I couldn't get it off. Oh. It's throbbing. You can see it pulsating. Like, we're going to go ahead and call the fire department.
That was really bad news.
Actually, I think we talked about it on the air, and someone said, we got a thing that'll cut that off. And
yeah,
they showed
they
up
came
at
over.
The Embarcadero Center.
That was the biggest hunk of metal, too.
Yeah.
I bought that. Speaking of the hate, which is where we began, I bought that in the hate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just walking through the store
that used to be there that caught on fire.
Oh.
Mm. It was a cool store, too. Mm. Like, you know, where all the cool kids go. Well, or so I thought.
That's what they're known for over there.
But I tried that ring on and went, well, I'm going to have to take this because I can't get that off.
Stuck here. Can't even tell you how much it costs from the inside. I just don't know. Here's some money.
Anyway.
All right, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.